What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
We are working on that. No one wants to hear about how hard you're trying, right? So I'll stay away from that. But we feel like we have a team that is built to play baseball in October and hopefully take that next step with a great group of young homegrown guys who really enjoy playing in Boston. And so we're excited, but we got a lot more work to do.
I agree. And that is still true after the signing of Ranger Suarez. Nice step forward. Nice step forward from Saturday morning when Sam Kennedy made that comment to Ken and Curtis. But you're not done yet. Dan Ball, am I wrong to say one more bat and I might actually get lured back in to be a little gullible Andy again?
You read my mind. I wanted to update the tote board for you all. So we came into the offseason saying we needed the Red Sox needed an impact bat, a secondary bat, and a number two starter. You added the secondary bat, Wilson Contreras.
Yep.
Nailed that. Sonny Gray was something that we were hoping didn't impact that tote board at all, and I guess now it hasn't, because Ranger Suarez is absolutely your number two starter in your rotation, to the point where I wonder what this means for Brian Baio moving forward on this team. But now, Andy, to your point, you are one impact bat away from checking all those boxes.
Wait, guys, very good point, Dan. Now, this makes Brian Baio includable, word or not word, in any sort of deal if you want to trade for a bat as opposed to spend free agent money for a bat.
Well, they have plenty of pitchers to trade. Like, we're now leaving off sort of
Tolley and Baio for somebody. Let's go.
Tolley, Early, like, they have, because I read Jen McCaffrey in the Mass Lino Athletic now, had a piece today, sort of just like a looking at the bodies they have at each area, starting pitcher, and she included both of those guys as just minor league talent.
Early and Tolley?
Minor league talent, not part of the major league rotation consideration from her. I mean, this is her perspective.
Okay, fine.
She also had Christian Campbell as part of the minor league talent, which is why I sort of mock that money that is included on the tote board.
Well, she is right on the pitching side. You have to deal with Patrick Sandoval, Johan Oviedo, Tanner Houck, and Carter Crawford before you get to Tolley and Early. So you still have a glut of rotation adjacent guys that you do have to figure out the future.
We should probably like put a pin in Crawford, though. That. Like, I think he might actually, if he comes back, he's decent.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. I feel like that's the mantra of the back end of the Red Sox rotation for like the last 5 years. If he comes back, he's decent. If he can ever throw again, he's pretty decent. And
that's what Andrew Bailey said. He wears the t-shirt.
You know what happens to most of those guys? They peter
Walker,
out and we forget
Bueller.
About them by July, August, or September. I'd rather fixate on, you know, the young guys that we think have some potential. But certainly this has to make you feel a little bit better than you felt an hour ago about the Boston Red Sox when we were ranting or starting to rant about Sam Kennedy and unfulfilled promises of Craig Breslow.
It was a rant.
You now have a number two starter to go with Garrett Crochet, so we can go even more strongly into, if you can get there, because I'm still not sure you're going to get there. I still think you're in a fight for your playoff life in the AL East, but if you can get there, we're going to feel better about their rotation.
Yankees have been, now we get to pivot and say, just momentarily, Yankees have been largely inactive.
Yes, sir.
Which
now we sign one guy and we puff our Red Sox jersey, covered chest out.
Get off your pinstripe keister.
Hey, Yankees, what are you doing? You know, free agency started a couple months ago.
Hey, Dan Ball, well, plus also, you know, our football team's good and theirs isn't. They don't even have a coach. And the other team, you could be argued as much, doesn't have a coach either. Sorry, Aaron Glenn. Actually, not sorry. Ben Johnson carried your ass. Do we know, or should we save this for Lou at 4:30? What's up with Tanner Houck? Has he recovered from his injury?
I can get you an update on that in just a moment. I'm not sure where he is in his recovery.
So who's the bat, Dan Ball? Forget the minutia of the back end of the pitching staff. The bats that I see lining up, and I see Paredes, right, from Houston? Is he top of the list?
He is around the top of the list.
He kind of feels like he's top of my
list.
He's an intriguing piece. You would have to trade for him because there is a glut of third-base talent.
Yeah, but they're good at trades. Didn't you hear Sam Kennedy? Nobody trades for more roster money, blah, 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 than the Boston Red Sox. So they're good at the whole trade thing. Can we also, I probably should go back
Isaac Paredes.
Step, Bo Bichette. Is Bo Bichette still on the to-do list? Is he still a possibility? I know Bob Nightingale was trumpeting that they might be seeing him as the pivot move. I cannot envision a world right now that they follow up this signing of Suarez with Bo Bichette. But am I being negative, Dan Ball?
Yes, you're being negative. No, they're not going to sign him. No, I don't think there was ever a chance that they were going to sign
him. I agree with the entire run of your...
So I'm being negative and you're being negative-er.
Yes, I'm just being accurate. But let me tell you about Paredes, because in 102 games this past year with Houston, 254 average, 809 OPS, 20 home runs, 53 runs batted in, right-handed hitting, corner infielder with a little bit of second base mixed in.
But so, how about this? 2023, Dan, when he was still with the Tampa Bay Rays, in 571 at-bats, he had a 4-2 WAR, 31 ding-dongs, 100 ribeye. I'll take that. Who kicks that out of bed for eating stale pizza?
As long as you can keep him on the field, because he had some injury issues last year and then played 111 games in his age 23 season. But he's young and fits in with the right-handed power that you need.
And finished 18th in the MVP voting.
Ooh, 18th. That's top 20. Probably got a little incentive in the contract.
Fire up
for
the
a top
duck 20 boats.
Finish. 617-779-7937. I don't know if you feel it. I feel it a little bit. Not going to lie to you. I feel it. That little pull back in. I was out. I was negative. I was flying off the handle. I was ranting. I was being litigious against the litigious Sam Kennedy. And now I feel it like Spider-Man shot me, and he's kind of pulling me in with that web.
You're falling off the bridge. Hey, you know what? This actually points to a borderline like running theme. Every time you're out in the Red Sox, they make a move or do something.
100%.
So like the August 1st, 100%. Last year when you bitched your way into like having 14 24-ounce Miller Lite cans at the ballpark, begrudgingly going with your family, and you see a spectacular ball game, they win 2-1.
And then get rid of the guy later after the season. Yeah. But whatever. 617, yes, Dan Ball, before we get to the calls?
I'd like to offer an update on Tanner Houck via our good friend, Will Fleming. Who has
time, no talk.
Entered into the conversation saying, I saw Tanner this weekend very early in his recovery, throws for the first time in a month. So he's early. I wouldn't necessarily
so
have him on the...
So he can throw a baseball. We got that going.
All right,
have him on the radar for opening day.
So I was going to say, in February and March, we'll see him on side fields down at JetBlue.
On flat
ground. It'll be the whole, like, we'll leave him behind and maybe he rejoins the big league roster in May. Okay. All right. Yep. Well, good to know. At least he's recovering.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, that's a plus arm.
Yeah, we'll see when he's right. There's a lot of those. Again, I feel like that's the history of the Red Sox.
Wait, hold on. You were just back in a second ago. Now you're out again?
Yeah, that's the duality of being a Red Sox fan. Like, you want to be in. You want to be excited. You want to have hope heading towards the season. And then the reality kind of kicks you in the cookies and pushes you back out the
door. We're like battered spouses. Like, they give us just enough. They break our heart. And then they're like, hey, come on.
They apologize. They buy dinner, roses.
There are probably people that have been through real stuff right now that are like,
100% offended by that comparison.
Pretty offensive.
I know somebody who hopefully isn't. Let's go to our buddy Justin in D.C. What's up, Justin?
Andy and Fitzy, I was getting ready to rip you guys, Fleming, Merlone, for the Devers stuff. But I think we can put that on pause, because I do think that while this team as currently constituted is not a playoff team likely, because the Orioles, Yankees, and Jays still have big moves left in this free agency with pitching and hitting and whatnot, this rotation is now elite. So if they can somehow package Early and Toley and maybe Arias, all three of them together, because Graham Bale has no trade value. Go look at his advanced metrics. And if you can go get a Rafael Devers-sized bat, you now have Anthony, you now have that Rafael Devers-sized bat and Contreras to go along with an elite starting rotation. That is not only a playoff team, that is a playoff team that can do damage. So I just implore
Justin,
you guys.
Justin, real quick,
fans,
do you have a name?
Yeah.
Who's the name that you call this Rafael Devers-sized bat that you're unloading your pitching prospects for?
There isn't one. I mean, there isn't a controllable bat that is out there that is on the market to be moved.
Thanks for the call, Justin. I generally love your calls, and I think you elicit good reaction and discussion. But so you just admitted that this trade, this fictitious Rafi Devers-sized bat, doesn't exist. So, okay, we need to move
on. Kyle Tucker, you're not going to get Bo Bichette. They're going to have – and Ketel Marte, we've been told several times, is not going anywhere. And, by the way, Arenado would have been a nice defensive replacement for somebody like Bregman. You know where he went? The Diamondbacks.
Okay. That's good. Yes, Dan Ball.
Can I offer my 2 cents on the offense conversation?
Sure.
I think they're done. I think what you see right now, personally, I think...
Done doing things or toast, they're done as an offense?
One could kind of beget the other, but yeah, I think Meyer, Story, Romy / David Hamilton, and Wilson Contreras with Anthony, Rafaela, and Abreu, and a rotation at your DH position involving Duran may be what they enter the season with, and they'll focus their remaining dollars on shoring up their bullpen because they lost a few lefties.
I heard Masataka Yoshida. What did Jones and Keefe call him? Yokeshida? That he's been like just bulking up this offseason? You ready for that?
Perfect. So now he can get it past second base? Oh, that felt like a cheap shot.
Oh, wait. He's in the my guy. He's in your guy club.
Yeah, he is, but I don't know if I like him bulking up. That feels like somebody trying to be something.
No,
he's
just going to hit home runs against the U.S. in the World Baseball Classic, then come back to the Sox and be mid.
617-779-7937. Continuing to break down this Ranger Suarez addition for the Boston Red Sox. A big signing. Yes, they went from no signings to $130 million signing. I love it, but they're not done. They need a bat. Does that bat exist? How do you find it on the trade market? Or is Dan Ball right? Are they done offensively? And make of that what you will. 617-779-7937. Talking a little Red Sox to kick things off here today on WEEI Afternoons.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.